And we're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, Nick McNamara, talking Manhattan Parks and Rec of all sorts today. And we talked a little bit about Petpalooza coming up on August 11th and Just Try It Triathlon coming up on the 10th. But a little bit after that, there's another event coming up too, and this is a national event. And it's called Clear the Shelters, and that's on August 17th from the shelter itself will open up at 11 a.m. and it'll run till 5:30 p.m. And I guess it is kitten season, so I can imagine that that's a big part of why it's important to help clear the shelters. Deb, you were saying during the break that there's just a very large amount of animals that you all have on in stock, I guess.
Oh, absolutely. We have about 135 animals in the shelter today. 111 of those are cats and kittens. And so we really want them in homes and how good that will feel. This is our very first Clear the Shelter on Saturday, August 17th. And so we will open up early for adoptions at 11 o'clock. And I just can't wait for the community and for my staff to see what a wonderful event this is.
And what goes into this event specifically that's a little different than maybe how things run typically at T. Russell Wright's?
Right. So we'll still go through the same adoption process, just be processing hopefully a lot more adoptions. I do ask for sponsors for the animals. The animals will be $25 to adopt that day. And so I'm still looking for some sponsors so we can keep that price at $25 per adoption.
And you mentioned that there's somewhere in the 111, 100 and something or so number of cats. How about the other animals? Are they? Is it a number of dogs, or are there maybe some small pets there too?
Yeah, I also have some pocket pets. I have some great rabbits and a couple budgies and a ferret. And so we always have a really nice selection of pocket pets too. So, you know, they're all different kinds, low maintenance, high maintenance. So we'd love to help you find the right pet for your family.
And I always have to ask about rats. I have a few rats at home. Do you have any rats on hand?
We do. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. We have two right now, and they go pretty fast this time of year because the teachers use them in their classrooms. So I always welcome any teachers that would like to come adopt a rat for their classroom for this year.
And I know that people have maybe it's a bad connotation about them, but they're just like little puppies. They really are. They're little puppies, and they're really friendly. They're little, really friendly little guys.
Yeah. They make great pets.
And something I've always been a big fan of is the fact that they can pretty much eat whatever a human would eat. So, like, you can just share your dinner with them. If you run out of food or something, the usual rat food, you can just share your dinner that day and you'll be fine. You don't have to go out and run to the store and buy food for them.
It's true.
Yeah, they're fantastic. And I guess I also kind of want to plug, since you're here, the importance of pet licensing. One, from the ability to get your pet back if they happen to get out. It's a worst-case scenario, but sometimes that happens. Your pet will get out. But also it helps you guys out a lot financially.
It's very important if you're in the city of Manhattan, and especially now that all the college kids are back, you know, a lot of them are bringing their pets into the city of Manhattan, and they do need to be licensed in the city. And so you can do that at City Hall. We can do that at the animal shelter, and it is very important. The animals that are leaving the shelter have a microchip, and so that's also something that the shelter, or you could go to your veterinarian to get a microchipped. But yeah, the city license, it is in the ordinance, and so that needs to happen.
Definitely. And Manhattan Parks and Rec is involved with Clear the Shelters as well. What's sort of your role in all of this in addition to sort of supplement what the shelter is doing with Clear the Shelters?
You bet. The T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter is a part of Parks and Rec, and we just want to encourage the community to come out, and we really do hope you adopt that day, but I want to encourage you to come out and take a look at the shelter and see the care that we are giving those animals and the different programs that we have, too. If you are at a place where you can't adopt an animal yet, but you are an animal lover, it's a great opportunity for you to come out and see what kind of volunteer opportunities that are available. There is a youth program that has started at the shelter that I'm in love with. It's called Rescue Readers. And the Rescue Readers is just really anytime the shelter is open, we have youth that can come and read to our animals. And it's a great socialization opportunity for the animals and for kids too. So I just am really proud of that, the staff and the community for wanting to do things for our animals of this community. But we, as Parks and Recreation, this is part of health and wellness, having companionship with an animal and being able to, and they're obviously going to help you exercise more too. So that is kind of our role with the animal shelter, and we're here to help them in whatever we can do.
And I know a lot of you kids have summer reading. So if you need to knock out some of those books, why not do it with a pet in your lap?
Right. And we have the books, and we are taking donations for those books too, right, Deb, I think? And so it's a great opportunity for also families that might not be able to take on more pets, but they are wanting to have their kids be around pets, or maybe kind of get the kids used to being around animals too. So,
and you mentioned volunteer opportunities, Deb. What are some specific volunteer opportunities that, or maybe some of the things that the volunteers would be able to do there?
Yeah, you know, so we need help with lots of things, from our flower pots to walking the animals to helping clean up, making packets and adoption bags. And so there's so many things the volunteers can help us with. Also, the other thing to consider is fostering. We need fosters for those little tiny baby kittens that quite aren't ready to be available for adoption, or if we have a special needs animal.
And for fostering, what are some sort of qualifications that you need to be able to fulfill to be eligible to foster an animal?
Right. And so we just sit down and have an interview with you to make sure that you have a safe place for the animal. And there's also an animal welfare check that's involved with that. We really like it when some of the vet students and college students are able to help us out with that, too.
All right. And sort of to recap some of the events we've talked about, Just Try It coming up on the 10th, Pet Palooza the 11th, and then clear off a little further on the 17th. We have Clear the Shelters. So save those dates and check out Manhattan Parks and Rec's website to be able to get more information on some of these, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Check out our website, too, because as of this morning, our fall guide launched. So all of our fall programs are out there and ready for you to sign up. We've had some signups already going on, but fall sports really do start soon. And, you know, when it's back to school time, you're like, oh, it's back to school time. What are we doing now? So we have lots of opportunities for sports, but we also have lots of other opportunities, too. Like, we started a Parents Night Out program the last Friday of the month. You can come and have a Parents Night Out, and we have educators on staff to give you kind of an activities for your kids. That's a new program that we're doing. And also, as you're thinking about back to school time, when those school days are out, we have programs that are in. So our Sunset Zoo and our Flint Hills Discovery Center have adventure camps for those in-service days, and those do fill up fast. So we ask you to kind of get online and see what's available. But we have programs for youth. We have programs for adults. We have programs for seniors. We have programs for our special communities or special populations. So it's all out there, and we hope that you can take a look at those programs and sign up with us.
And in that activity guide, we have it right here in front of us, and it's actually, well, it looks very nice. That's a very nice cover. I'm just going to compliment you on that right here. But you mentioned various types of sports. What are some of the sports that you could look forward to in the activity guide?
With youth, we've got a lot of actually coming up deadlines: flag football, soccer, cheerleading, just to name a few that are kind of closing towards the mid-August dates. I think August 11th might be the first, you know, the deadline for that. But also basketball and things like that that you typically think of. But then we also have bowling. We have some things for adults. We have baseball, you know, we have softball leagues. We have basketball for them as well, soccer. But we also, huge in our community now is pickleball. So that is coming right up. And so there's something kind of for everyone. And even our arts and crafts programs too, like pottery and things like that. And that is an adult and youth program and dance too. So just some of those activities are available for the entire community. So.
And I'm, as someone coming from California, pickleball is completely foreign to me. So I keep hearing about so much about it. Maybe I need to go try it.
I think you do. So we've got adult leagues that are forming. And then, you know, it's just really grown in popularity across the country. So.
And what's the potential for growth? Say there's some group in this community that is interested in maybe a new sport. What are sort of the ways that they can go about getting that maybe in there? Is there a possibility for that, or is that dependent on staffing?
Absolutely. If you have a new idea for our program, we encourage you to talk to us, talk to our office, and our staff will take that into account. It is a balance between staffing and actually for us to space. And, you know, Parks and Recreation, we're working on that. We're working on expanding space, but we work well with other community partners too, so that if we do not have that space for maybe a new program, we work to try to find that space. So that's actually how pickleball got started. So a lot of the retired community, they took on pickleball and they go religiously to the Douglas Center every day to play pickleball. But now that has expanded over to our city auditorium, and we've now formed leagues because of it. So, yeah, just an example.
Yeah, there's only so many fields, as you were saying. So sometimes there's a competition there.
Yep. And I do want to just quickly mention we have our Parks and Rec Advisory Board meeting tonight, and it starts at 4:30. That's open to the public. And that's a great way for you to either watch on Channel 3 or come and see what all's going on a monthly basis with Parks and Recreation.
And you can find that agenda online on the city website, cityofmhk.com. Guys, thanks for coming out. I appreciate the time. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And you'll be able to find this whole episode archived on our website, newsradiokman.com. That'll do it for us here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.